Anna, 9038. Are you ready to play some games with me?
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello to our friend Jibo first?
Hi.
Are you awake, Jibo?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Savannah.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Cyan.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Alright, before we start, do you want to press a buzzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, any buzzer you want.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know your alphabet?
Yeah.
Can you say what letter this is, what word this is, and also tell me another word that starts with this letter?
A, apple, a, ant.
Yeah.
B, boy, b, and blue. C, cookie, calendar.
Yeah.
D, duck, drain. E, elephant,
What's the number after 7?
8.
Yeah.
F, fish, fail. G, guitar, great. H, house, hi.
Yeah.
Icicle. J, juice, jug. K, cake. Kite.
Yeah.
L, leaf. What? M, monkey. Me. N, nose. Not. O, orange. Orangutan. P, plate. Pet. Q, quack. Q. R, red. Rat. S, spider. Soggy. T, table, tarantula. U, umbrella.
What's the opposite of down?
Up. V, vacuum. Vampire. W, watch. Wash. X, x-ray.
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Do you know an instrument you play with a stick?
Xylophone.
Yeah.
Y, yogurt. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
Z, zebra. Zoom.
Yes. Good job. You can hit a buzzer.
Great job.
Blue. Okay. I don't think I did that.
Know the numbers? Can you read it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What do you think next one is?
16.
What is this?
20.
What happened?
It skipped.
How many did it skip?
5.
Yes.
25. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
Yeah. Can you read it for me? And then
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Yes.
17.
Can you read it first?
19 minus 1 equals 17.
Yes. Good job.
6 times 3 equals 18.
Yes.
21 divided by 3. 7.
Good job. Okay. Can hit on any buzzer you want?
Orange.
Okay.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you, Jibo. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. You can see we already called this a rock.
Okay.
Now we have one rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we have two.
Okay.
You want to say what this is? Two.
Two rocks.
Yes, good job. Okay, now we're going to call it a yag.
Yeah.
Now we have one yag. Now we have two.
Yags.
Good job. This is a cow. Now we have two.
Two cows?
Yes. And this is a slide. Now
two
we have
slides.
Two. Yes. And here is a pipe. Now I have two.
Pipes.
Yes. This is a bag. Now I have two.
Bags.
Good job. And this one's a yak.
Yeah.
And now I have two.
Yaks.
Good job. This is a smide. Now
two smides.
Yes. This is a bell. Now I have two.
Bells.
Good job. This is a light. Now I have two.
Lights.
Yes. This is a cup. Now I have two.
Cups.
Good job. And this we're going to call it a brib.
Okay.
Now I have two.
Bribs.
Yes. And this one is a mip.
Ooh.
Now I have two.
Mips.
Good job. And this is a foo. Now I have two.
Foos.
Yes. And this is a snack. Now I have two.
Snacks.
Yeah. This is a crib. Now I have two.
Cribs.
This is a dup. Now I have two.
Dups.
Yeah, this is a shoe. And now we have two.
Shoes.
Yes. And this one we're going to call it a skack.
Okay.
Now we have two.
Skacks.
Yes. And this we're going to call it a ship. Now we have two.
Ships.
Yeah. Back to rock. Good job. I'm going to hit another buzzer.
Great job.
Okay, for the next task, Jibo is going to tell us what to do, okay?
Okay.
Jibo, can you tell us what to do?
Yes. Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. Look at the picture.
It's the first picture, Jibo. Okay, Jibo's being silly. He mm-hmm. doesn't want to show us a picture. We'll just see this, okay? Can you tell me what's in this picture?
Look at the picture.
A lion, mm-hmm. a boy, a boat, and two fish.
Yeah, anything else?
A dragonfly. And lily pads?
Mm-hmm.
Boat. Another dragonfly.
Where do you think they're going in a boat?
Amazon?
Amazon? Nice, yeah. Why do you think they're going to Amazon?
Maybe to have fun and explore.
Yeah. Do you ever want to be in Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Do you think they're friends?
Yes.
Do you ever want to be a friend with a lion?
No.
No? Why not?
It could eat me.
Yeah. True. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Nope.
Okay. This next picture. Can you tell me what you can see in this picture?
I see three paper planes
mm-hmm.
and a bedroom, a goldfish, a boy, an airplane, two trucks, and a sock and a pillow on the ground, and a tree, a fishy in the background.
Yeah.
In the painting,
mm-hmm.
and clouds.
Do you have a pet fish?
Yes, like this much.
This much fish?
Yes.
Wow, what are their names? Do you ever name them?
I always forget them.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you feed them often? How often do you feed them?
Maybe sometimes there and sometimes there.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. How long have you had them?
I don't know really.
Oh, okay.
Time.
So what do you think the boy is doing in the picture?
He is imagining he's a pilot in the airplane.
So he might want to become a pilot in the future?
Ooh.
Yeah? What do you think?
I think...
What do you want to be?
A biologist that studies animals and bugs.
Wow, that's nice. Have you ever studied any animals now? Have you done any small experiments?
No experiments.
Uh-huh. So have you read books about animals?
Yeah, and at my grand's we have a butterfly house. And
a butterfly habitat.
Yeah.
Wow,
and
that's
we hatch
so cool.
And literally save monarchs because monarchs are endangered species.
Oh my god, that's so cool. So that's why you want to study biology?
Yeah.
That's nice. How about this picture?
It looks like a girl in a science suit with a light bulb and a clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an octopus holding a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
A rat, two rats, lots of jars and test tubes and other stuff like that.
What do you think the octopus is doing here?
Maybe helping the girl.
Mm-hmm. And have you done any small experiments like that with anything? Have you grew a plant or?
I grew a plant, but then it died. It was an apple tree.
Apple tree? Okay. Did you plant it in the garden?
In a little pot because it was literally a seed.
Oh.
Until it got like about big plant size.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would plant it in the backyard, but it died before that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why it died?
No.
Maybe next time it will plant.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. How about this picture?
There's a girl and lots of beetroots and slugs and one huge beetroot, and it looks like a beetroot garden.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's also in a farm, maybe? Yeah. Have you ever been to a farm before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
When I was little.
What was in the farm?
Cows, chickens, horses, donkeys, birds.
Wow.
Little birds.
Any vegetables?
Yes, I think it was carrots.
Okay. What did you do in the farm?
I listened to the directions the farmer gave me,
mm-hmm.
and I listened very well.
That's nice. That's good. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
Okay, good job. You can hit another buzzer.
Great.
You're doing an awesome job.
Do you know how to read?
Yeah.
Do you want to read this page?
Okay. The Jambi is a drum from West Africa. The word Jambi means everyone come together in peace. This drum is played to tell a story. People often come together to play their own drum in a group. Three or four may be played together to make a drum circle. People come together to hear the drum music and they like to dance to the beat. The people also tell the stories while they're dancing. The jambin has a shell made of hardwood. The top is made from the skin of a goat. It can be different sizes. This kind of drum can be 12 or 15 inches around and as high as 23 to 25 inches tall. It can be 11 to 29 pounds. This kind of drum can make different kinds of sounds. It can sound low or it can sound high. The music can also be quite quiet or it can be very loud. A long time ago, only the men would play a drum. It was rare to see a woman play a drum in West Africa. So people were surprised when they saw a woman drum beat player. The woman had to work very hard to get to play. Now there are women drum circles, and the women are just as good at playing the music as the men. This kind of drum was first played in West Africa, but now it is played all over the world. It is even played in our country. The next time you listen to music, you may hear the beat of the djembe in the song.
Good job! You can hit another buzzer.
Blue.
Great job!
For this task, I want you to tell me what you think they are doing and how you would do it, okay?
They're brushing their teeth by guess up and down, and I will do it across and up and down.
Mm-hmm. What do you do first when you brush your teeth?
I wet the brush and put toothpaste on.
Mm-hmm.
But not too much toothpaste.
Yeah, not too much. How about this boy?
This boy is washing his hands, maybe like scrubbing them like this.
Mm-hmm.
But how I would do it is like get everywhere and even my nails.
Yeah,
everywhere.
How long do you wash your hands for?
I guess about 2 minutes or 30 seconds. That's
how
much I do.
How about
this? Boy is tying both of his shoes at the same time, but I would do it at one of a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big jumble mess.
Yeah. How do you tie your shoes? Can you describe it to me?
Like first you do like an X and then put the other lace under.
Mm-hmm.
And then make a rabbit ear and put it through the hole on top and pull.
Yes, good job. How about this girl?
She's pouring cereal with two hands,
mm-hmm.
with a cup and a spoon and a bowl. I'll usually do that too, but I'll take the back out or grab a handful and put it in,
mm-hmm.
so I know it's a cereal.
And what else do you put it in?
Milk.
Yes. And how about this boy?
This boy is maybe getting on a red sweater and he has scattered all his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is neatly fold my clothes after I find my sweater and put them all back.
That's nice. So is your room tidy?
Not quite.
Not quite.
I'm still working on it.
That's
this girl is icing cupcakes and she's not paying attention to like what she's doing over here.
Yeah.
And she's looking at the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is look at it first and make sure it's good and put it down on the table.
Yeah.
And be careful if
mm-hmm.
I put too much icing on the other one.
Yeah. Have you ever baked cupcakes before?
Here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to bake biscuits too.
Biscuits? How do you bake biscuits?
You get dough. First you get flour,
uh-huh.
and then get like this grease and make an egg out of it. I forget what it's called though. But you have to first make a nest
mm-hmm.
shape, put it down and mix and put milk in.
Yeah.
And then they'll make dough, and then you just get a can
mm-hmm.
and get a little bit of flour and dip it in the flour and twist it and make biscuits.
Oh, that's good.
This girl is doing art and she's making a very big mess.
Yes.
I would
How do you paint?
I will wrangle stuff in a trip if I have a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
and make sure I don't get too much paint on the brush and paint nicely.
Yes. And is there any paintings that's your favorite?
That you've done? At my aunt, I guess she's made it, I'm not really sure. But at my I painted a very beautiful sunset.
Sunset?
With literally blending the colors.
Wow. I think the last girl also said she painted a sunset.
Really?
That's nice. Do you like sunset?
Yeah.
How about this boy?
This boy is buckling himself up with his seatbelt. What I would do is pull it all the way, but not too all the way, and find and move my seat if it's on my seat to find the seatbelt and plug it in.
Yeah. How about this?
This girl is pretending to feed her teddy,
mm-hmm.
and what I would do is do that too,
mm-hmm.
but like with other animals and stuff, animals.
That's good. How about this?
This girl? I guess, mm-hmm. is dressing up very weirdly. And what I would do is make sure I have what I want, and then I'll put it on. If I want to change it, I'll a little change it.
Yeah.
If I want it.
So what were you last year?
I was a monarch butterfly for Halloween.
Wow. How about this year? What do you want to be?
Mirabelle. I got the Mirabelle costume too.
Oh, that's nice. How about these?
There's a pink girl and boy taking turns on a little slide. But I'll do is wait for my sister to go down. Mm-hmm. Then I will go up the ladder of my big tree house and then slide down. And when she's done, I can do it again.
Wow, you have a tree house?
But not exactly a tree house, a playhouse, but it looks like a tree.
Wow. How about this boy?
This boy's kicking a goal, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Do you play soccer?
No, I do piano.
You do piano?
Yeah.
Wow. What songs can you play?
A million, I guess.
Wow, that's so nice. How long have you been learning?
A month or two. I've joined in February and then to now.
Wow. Do you have a class or do you have just one teacher?
I have one teacher, but she has an assistant. But I usually are in one room, so it's nice and peaceful and alone.
Okay. So how long do you practice?
I guess 15 to 20 minutes,
that's
I guess.
Nice. That's nice. How about this?
This girl and boy are playing with blocks and stacking them. But I would do to make sure I have a good foundation and stack them up. But if they get too high, it'll fall.
Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't get too high.
Yeah. Do you play Legos?
Yeah, I love Legos.
What kind of Legos do you have?
I got little ones, big ones. Well, not that big, like regular Legos.
Oh.
But I missed my set. I got tore apart. There's two people, girls, on the swings. And my sister, of course, doesn't know how to swing. So sometimes I tell her to push in and out. Sometimes she gets it, and sometimes she doesn't. So I have to push her.
Yeah.
Like this girl's doing right here. Uh-huh. But I sometimes help her a lot.
Oh. Does anyone push you? Or you can do it?
Can do it on my own, and I go over the fence too.
Over the fence?
Yes.
Wow, that's dangerous. Have you ever fell?
No.
That's nice. How about these two girls?
These two girls are sharing candy, and what I would do is break it in half. And then my sister gets a big piece, and I get a big piece, so it's equally fair.
Yeah. So what kind of candies do you guys eat?
I eat Sour Patch and, not Whoppers, Milk Duds. And Sweet Tarts, the little round ones with the words on both sides, those are my favorite. And the little chewy ones, too.
Yeah.
The chewy ones, too.
Yeah, I like chewy ones, too. Mm. How about this boy?
This boy looks like he's in timeout for doing something bad.
Yeah.
But he should have. But I like to do is if I get in timeout, I would do something fun like color or take a snack with me and eat every single bite.
Yes. All right. Good job. I hit another buzzer. Here's the last part. You can flip over these pages and just choose one that's your favorite and tell me about it. I can flip it for you, and when you see your favorite, you can just say stop.
Right here.
This one?
Yeah. It looks like a teacher, but in a girl.
Yeah.
It's a little girl. And I go to and I love it, and I can't wait to go to fourth grade. And I guess it's her first time teaching. And I don't know who my teacher is, and it was, and my teacher got a substitute teacher while she had the baby.
Oh.
And, our substitute was fine, but she never knew how to teach, so she followed the instructions on the book that the teacher left her to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the teacher would put the pencil on her ear?
Most of the time, I don't think so.
Do you do that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? That's nice.
Not a lot.
Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Her coat has puzzles, and other teacher lab coats, they don't have puzzles. They have pockets.
Yes.
Lots of pockets.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to play puzzles?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
What kind of puzzles did you
like? Like, big ones. Big, about this big.
Wow, that's huge.
And like this tall.
Wow.
Like we have a big one in a like a tube about this big, and we haven't even finished it.
You haven't finished yet?
No.
Wow, that's a huge thing to do.
And we also have a bird one, and I don't know where it is. It could be in the attic.
Okay, okay. All right, anything else you want to tell me? All right, we're all finished. You can hit all the buzzers you want.
Great.